Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. I am here today with Jeannie Walker and Jill Dewis with the Washington County Food Pantry.
I'm Jeannie Walker, and I guess you'd say I'm an official director of the food bank and like to serve the community. We're happy to do that.
My name is Jill Dewis, and I'm the pastor at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church. And the food bank is operated by this church in conjunction with Washington County Ministerial Alliance, of which we are a member. And so that's how I'm connected with the food bank.
Both discuss what area the food pantry serves.
We serve all of Washington County, and we do not have any income guidelines or restrictions. The intent of the food pantry is to be used for people who are truly in need, but anybody can access the food pantry. I'll let Jeannie fill you in on the details.
You just have to be a resident of Washington County and come to the food bank one time a month. We keep track, and we want to make sure our residents have the food they need.
Jeannie explains their hours and access, describing how often the pantry is open and what people need to do if they or someone they know needs assistance.
We are open every Monday from 3 to 5, except for major holidays as Memorial Day and Labor Day, or if it's Christmas or New Year's, and then we would be open that following Tuesday. And we're open, as I said, from 3 to 5, and then there's a nice parking lot right there with a building, and they just come in and sign in, and they're good to go. And they can come one time a month, and they get food staples, frozen meat, vouchers for bread, eggs, and milk at the grocery store, and we hope that helps them.
Jill outlines how the pantry measures impact.
We've never done any formal studies, so this would be I have no statistics is what I'm trying to say, but we measure it by, the intent is to help people when they are in need. And so we don't have a lot of people that access the pantry every month. We get them over a hard time in their life, and then it seems they can kind of motivate on their own until they fall back into hard times again, and then they need to access the services again. So that's one way that we measure it. We also have committed ourselves, the ministerial community and Edith's House has committed to not having any child go hungry. So we do allow some other programs or involve ourselves in some other programs so that our children have food all year long. So that's the way. We were kind of joking earlier, but we don't have anybody panhandling in the community. So we think that we have made a positive impact, or at least we think we have.
Jill discusses current needs for the food pantry.
We have found that we live in an extremely generous community. The county, we have, I think, every service organization. We have Scouting America. We have the school-age children. We even have the preschool kids collecting coins to donate to the food pantry. A lot of 4-H clubs donate food items. But our biggest need right now, the old saying is cash is king, and that's true. We do appreciate the food donations. The cash gives us a little more flexibility in goods that we can offer. If we, say for instance, we've had a run on Jell-O or a run on eggs or something like that, we can shift some funds to purchase meat, eggs, fresh produce, things like that. So
Jill also shares the pantry's goals.
Well, that is, we could be here the rest of the afternoon talking about that, but Jeannie and I were just talking about that. The pantry is one of those things that evolves over time, and it has to change with the community. So we're always looking for ways to improve not only access to food, but how we distribute that food to our neighbors. Everything that we do is done from an attitude of making sure that we provide dignity. So whether it's how we greet the people, how we package their food, how we get it to their car, our goal is to do everything with dignity for that person. It takes a lot of courage to drive in the parking lot and park your car and then come in and access the food pantry. So we want to make that as easy as possible and as dignify the process as we can.
Jeannie highlights ways the community can get involved.
They just need to ask any of us, Pastor Jill at the church here, or stop in or give me a call and see where there's a need, and we can always sign them up.
Jeannie and Jill explain how the community can donate.
They just need to contact any of us and say they're having a drive, and we can meet them after they have that completed anytime, meet anybody anytime for donations.
And if they want to make a monetary donation, they can make that donation to Edith's house or to the Washington County Ministerial Alliance and just mail that donation here to the church at 401 D Street in Washington.
A big thanks to Jeannie Walker and Jill Dewis for sharing their time and for all the work their team does for the community. Remember, supporting your local food pantry truly helps local families. Your generosity matters. If you would like to listen to this conversation again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.